Hey, this is Jitterbug.
And Nerves.
From Talking Ship. And we are proud to announce another episode of Game Lounge.
Come on in.
Episode, I don't know. I think this is 25. Might be 26. I think we just did 24. I honestly don't have a fucking clue. This is Farva. Usually Fish does all this intro shit, but he bailed on me last second. Not his fault. Something's come up. He actually wouldn't even be able to do this until the end of this weekend, like Sunday night. So whatever it was huge. So I panicked, and I scrambled, and I called every podcaster I knew. And no one of real note could do it. I mean, I called, like, Gamertag Radio and, I mean, all kinds of groups. Eventually, I managed to scrounge up Dave from Sarcastic Gamer, and he was nice enough to go ahead and help me out. So, Dave, welcome.
Oh, it's good to be here. You know, if Sarah Palin can have her own show, I'll come on the Game Lounge.
There you go. No, actually, Dave was actually my first call and my first choice, and he was nice enough to go ahead and join us. He's been awesome with us before, so really, Dave, thank you so much for bailing my ass out. So, yeah, Fish, if you're hearing this, I hate you. I guess 2 weeks ago on the Talking Ship, I did a show with Nerves, and we discovered that we are both the color commentary guys on the show.
Is that like a way of saying that you're angry?
Oh, angry and stupid and usually very drunk. And I don't like make show notes, and I don't even read the show notes that he gives me. And so suddenly to have to try and generate someone last second and trying to put a show together, it gives me an all new respect and or hatred for Fish. So anyway, Dave.
Yes, what sir. Talking Ship.
I was going to say forums, but that's not wrong. What do I want? Protocol, I guess.
Etiquette.
Thank you. Etiquette. What are you drinking?
I am actually drinking nothing. I just finished my Monster. I'm still at work, and since you called or you texted me like hour and a half ago, it was way past my lunch break, so I didn't get a chance to run to the liquor store to grab something to drink.
Ah, excellent. Good old nothing. I've done that a time or two.
Well, I tried to bum a dollar so I could get a Dr. Pepper or something, but apparently my coworker spent all his dollars at the strip club, so therefore I gets nothing.
Oh, see, isn't that tacky? Somebody else being an asshole, not being considerate. The dude should keep one in his desk for you at all times.
He should. And, you know, that's why I kind of wish I was Canadian, because you know what? Their dollars, like the single dollars, are coins. Oh. And you can't really slip that into a stripper's underwear, or maybe you can, and then it's just really interesting.
Just keeps falling back out. You're like, cha-ching, cha-ching. Like, you get a whole lot of use. A dollar goes a lot further in Canada.
And it's but not quarters would be interesting.
Okay. I should go ahead and say what I am drinking. I am currently drinking a Jack and Coke, Diet Coke, because I'm fat and I'm trying to lose weight. Very rough with this holiday season coming up. On top of that, my mom is in town, and my mom went ahead and baked her not really world famous, but I still love it, lasagna. It's my favorite dish that she makes, and I am, I'm definitely carbo loaded for the next 2 weeks.
I hate the holidays because that's when everybody decides, oh, it's time to make pies and cookies and brownies and all these other delicious things that you just can't say no to when you're walking through the kitchen.
Oh, it's rough. So, you know what's really ridiculous is like I really want to try and go as like Kratos to PAX next year. Like, I want to get in that kind of shape, and if that doesn't work, I'm going to go as the fat princess.
Which Kratos are you going to go as, 1, 2, or 3?
I was looking at 1, because it's the simplest costume.
Is it the one without the wicked scar across the chest?
That's the one. So, he gets that at the end of 1. So, that was my idea, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
If you go as you look now, you look kind of – remember that big fat dude we saw that was for some reason powdered white and had lightning bolts on his chest? And we couldn't figure out who the fuck he was. We're like, we kept seeing him. We're like, who the fuck is he supposed to be? And I still to this day don't know. He had bongos and he was just walking around in fat and had like no shirt on. It's like, really, dude, you have a grass skirt on and that's it. Cover yourself.
That was I got to give him credit for doing that, though. I mean, there's no way in hell I would have done that. And kudos to him for going as the wannabe Samoan. I have no idea what that dude was. So,
you know, to his credit, if he'd have had a shirt on, he would have still been fat. I mean, really fat. I mean, I know I'm not skinny, but he was really fat.
So, all right. Moving on, according to my little show notes here, this is where we usually go into digital desk. However, there will be no digital desk because I can't read. I have no idea where to go to look for stories and real news, and even if I did, I wouldn't know how to, like, read it and then have an opinion on it. So, no digital desk.
Skip it! We're skipping it!
There you go. So, we're going to go ahead and move into the game bang.
Boom!
That was the bang. Welcome to the game bang. Dave dropped his own in here, which was awesome, and I will definitely be keeping in the show.
Sweet.
So, what have you been playing recently? You've been playing a couple things here, but what have you been playing that I put in the show notes for you to talk about?
You said Kinect.
Tell me about the Kinect.
Well, first off, I'd like to say that I did not pay for this. I won it from Burger King. Thank you, Burger King.
Which is pretty awesome, because I've been seeing commercials everywhere, and it's one of those, like, that McDonald's thing where it's like, I know someone who gets, like, the small fry or maybe a free Big Mac, but you never know anyone who wins anything significant.
Yeah.
And this is pretty sweet.
Yeah, and the best part is I didn't have to buy one damn burger to get it.
What?
Like, well, when you go into – I think it's bkconnect.com, and you sign up for it, like, they give you 6 free codes a day. Like, all you have to do is go click on it. Oh, I don't have any codes. They'll email you 6 and you can try them out. That's how I won.
That is sick. I had no idea.
No purchase necessary.
Very nice, Dave. Way to fuck the system.
That's right, BK. I bent that big king over and got my Kinect.
All right. So, you know what? That explains that fuck shit eating grin he's always got.
Oh, yeah.
So, what do you think? Honestly, what do you think of the Kinect? Like, all right. What does the Kinect come with, first of all?
Okay, well, what you get is you get the Kinect bundle. It's like the Xbox 360 Slim and the Kinect, and it's the 4 GB Slim, which is the shit Slim, which means you have to buy an upgrade for the memory. And you cannot use the Kinect you get with another Xbox. It has to be used with a Slim. From what I understand, if you buy just like the little Kinect bundle by itself, mm-hmm. it I lost my train of thought. Ha! It has a special power cord or something that you have to use.
Okay.
And if you get it with the Slim, it doesn't come with that. So, and it takes fucking forever to set that bitch up because the Kinect Slim is not ready to go. It doesn't have the new Xbox update. It doesn't have the new dashboard update. And it has to update all of this crap before you can even play anything.
Man, that's crazy. That's like getting a PS3 update.
Oh, it is. It is very much a PS3. If it had a Blu-ray player, it totally would have been a PS3. But it comes with the camera, the Xbox, a shiny Xbox 360 controller, Kinect Sports, and Kinect Adventures.
Okay. What do you like? All right, so I'm sure now that you've had it for what, a week and a half now, 2 weeks?
No, actually, I got it on Monday.
Oh,
like,
that's it?
Because they have to ship it to you.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Like, you don't just go to BK. The only way you get one, like, right away is if you see the king walking about and you say, hey, I want to connect. And he'll be like, hey, and then he'll give you one.
Nice. Okay, people, keep your eyes open. So, what have you, like, spent significant time playing when you've been on your Kinect?
The most time I've spent is on Kinect Sports.
What do you think?
I think it's pretty fun. Like, it's, you know, basically like a funner version of aerobics, which I hate, but... It's pretty fun. Like, you can play soccer, you can box like you can in the Wii. There's table tennis, of course.
Okay. Have you boxed with anyone yet?
I did box.
Okay.
And it is quite a physical thing. Like, it's not quite like the fight on the PS3 or the waggling with the Wii, but it's pretty a pretty physical thing once you get up there, like, past the beginner level.
Well, I remember, like, Lano, when he tried it at PAX, he just bitched about it because, like, some, like, 12-year-old girl just whooped the shit out of him. Like, well, she was just, like boxed the hell out of him.
Well, I think he was playing the, like, Fight Lights Out or whatever, like, their edition of the fight, not actually the boxing game in Kinect Sports, because the boxing game in Kinect Sports is actually pretty good. You know, just jab, 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 block, and then, you know, it reads. You know, if you want to, you know, put some power behind it, you bring your shoulder back and then come forward with it. I mean, it reads all of that. It's actually quite amazing.
That's pretty cool. I got a question. Now, is this, like, I remember seeing it at PAX. Is this the one where when you get knocked out, the stars pop up, and in order to, like, get back up, you got to punch out all the stars?
Yeah, you got to punch the stars.
See, that I thought that was pretty cool when I saw that, because it takes away from the Wii, like, you know, the Wii where you just kind of like, oh, I'm knocked down. Am I going to get back up? You don't really know.
Waggle, waggle, waggle.
Speaking of the Wii real quick and big monstrous updates, I, as an owner of a Wii, I went ahead and had to – I went to go ahead and try to download the software to do Netflix. Because I was using the disc like everybody else, and as of a couple weeks ago, it's no longer need discs for the PS3 or the Wii. So I went ahead. Turns out, in order to do that, I had to update like 6 different things. That thing took, I swear to God, almost 2 hours to update.
Wow.
I was so pissed. I couldn't turn it off. I couldn't do anything. My daughter's like waiting to watch My Little Pony, and I can't do crap about it. It was not sweet. So yeah.
Wow.
Now I'm. But to be fair, I'm probably one of like 4 people in the country that have like actually done that and put the software on there.
Yeah, I was about to ask why you did that when you can watch it on your PS3 or your 360, and you know that you get high def through that.
Well, because I'll put it on like in I have a Blu-ray player in the Wii in my bedroom, so my daughter can watch it like while I can lay on my bed, and if she's getting tired at night, watch Dora the Explorer, and I can watch like Spartacus or something like that out in the main TV room, or I can you know, that kind of thing. So that's gotcha. Why, because I am a good and loving father, or I am just a technologically savant yet incredibly neglectful father. One of the two. So, okay. So, what about the other game? So that's the Kinect Sports. What do you think of that? What was it? The adventure game?
Oh, well, I'd like to go back to Kinect Sports for 1 second.
Oh, my bad.
The soccer game is terrible, because the soccer game, you don't actually, you know, I guess they call it dribbling. You know, you don't actually do that. Like, you just pass and then, you know, kick for the goal and stuff like that. Like, you know, it's cool because you can headbutt, you know, if the ball is up high enough, it'll let you, you know, headbutt it in.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no dribbling. So it's like pass, pass, pass. And the way you get the ball back is it tells you where the computer is going to kick it. And then you just, you know, step to the left or step to the right to step in front of it.
Oh. That's...
And that's like the weakest thing. I mean, but like the table tennis, like it's... It kind of makes my wrist hurt because, you know, you're trying to put that slap on the ball and you don't actually have a paddle in your hand.
Uh-huh.
And, but the track and field is actually really, really fun because there's like, you know, there's running and then there's hurdles and then there's like a javelin throw and like a high jump and stuff. Not a high jump, a long jump and stuff like that. But Kinect Sports it's pretty fun. I like it.
Is there a shot put?
There is no shot put. There's discus.
You know how awesome it will be? Because do you have to actually spin around to throw the discus, or do you just kind of lean back and throw it?
You don't lean back. You just like – kind of like an action figure would. Like you just swing your arm back and then come forward.
See, I was hoping for like the shot put. You're going to have those guys trying to do like 2 circles in the living room and like launch themselves through their TV.
Yeah.
That would be like the new like Wiimote through the TV. You know, that would be amazing.
Yeah. And then there's bowling. And I mean, bowling is bowling.
Bowling is bowling. Okay. Fair enough. So what about the adventure game?
Kinect Adventures, I only played the Raft game and I was like, God, this is so kiddie.
Okay.
Like it's like okay, you just, you know, walk to the left, walk to the right, jump when you want to get some major air or whatever the hell they call it. But it's really for little kids. It's not really something I see myself playing a whole lot of. Like I'll probably play it to get the some time in, but it's just
okay.
You know, and then of course I got, you know, the Dance Central. I went and picked that up.
Okay, what do you think of that?
I love Dance Central. It is awesome. I don't care if I look like a jackass sitting in my living room, you know, rocking out not my cock out, because that would just be awkward and probably very uncomfortable. And
then your steps would be all off. It's like, what the hell? He's dancing with 3 legs. That's ridiculous.
You saw?
I know. How is he tap dancing?
I mean, it's really fun, and it's I could see it being a really fun party game. I just, like, Esmeralda's coming next week. I imagine we'll do that, and then she'll mock me for my whiteness and inability to dance. But, I mean, it's really fun, and all of the Kinect games I've played, like, dude, you're going to build up a sweat while you play. Like, essentially, Kinect is, like, you know, fun aerobics, like I said before. I mean, that's
nice.
All it really is. It's just something to get you up, get you moving, and stuff like that. And it's pretty cool, and I mean... There are the other little things that the Kinect does, like you can teach it to recognize your face. So like you log in, like you turn on your Xbox, and then like you wave your hand because that activates the Kinect. And then it'll scan you. If it recognizes your face, it'll log you into your gamer tag.
That's kind of cool. Is it like at the what was that movie? Like a Space Odyssey? What, 2099 or whatever it was? You know, hello, Dave.
2001.
That's what it was? Space Odyssey 2001. Space Odyssey 2001. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Dave. No, it does not speak to you. But you can talk to it. Like, you can go, like, Xbox, ESPN, and it'll hop to the ESPN zone.
That is kind of – all right. That's – all right. So, for – you know I'm a hardcore gamer.
Uh-huh.
is it worth it? You know, I have a kid. I'm going to get it for my kid. It's probably the connectables. And I don't, have you been to our site? Did you see the video of me doing the Dance Central at PAX?
Yeah, I did. I saw
it. Yeah, it was very white and very, very, very awkward poker face dance. But I am definitely down for that. That is going to help me shed a few pounds, and my daughter and wife will get a huge kick out of watching me act like an ass. But so I know I'm going to get it because I know there are, like you said, some of the kid friendly games, and it's like Connectimals and things like that. My daughter's just going to freak the fuck out when she can pet a tiger.
Uh huh.
But for the hardcore gamer, is it worth the investment?
There's nothing hardcore on it yet. Like, I mean, that's the big problem. Like, they have, like, they're like, they announced that, you know, oh, there's going to be a Gears game for Kinect. I was like, well, what does that mean? Like, you know, they just announced something. Kind of like, you know, what if it's like that Star Wars game that they had?
Yeah.
Like, that we saw that came out of E3 and that was just like basically on a wire. It's like, okay, fight, jump forward, and then you lunge forward to the next little stage where you're going to, you know, fight somebody. I mean, I don't really think for a hardcore person it's like quite at that point yet, but you know, it's a great party thing. Like, if you have friends and you want to come over, and you know, kind of like the Wii is,
yeah,
like, you know, you bring them over, you can dance, you can play, you know, tennis or bowl and all that stuff. I mean, that's basically what it is. It's like all that crap in one system, and the best part is it's only the camera, so you just leave the camera sitting in front of your TV. You know, it's not like the Wii where there's, you know, you have to go buy four Wiimotes. Because you can play four players and only do it one at a time with one camera, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to have two people on screen at once, yes, you have to have more than one camera. But if it's something like bowling where it's going to be a one-at-a-time thing, you don't need two cameras. Or at least I don't think. I mean, I haven't tried it yet with four people.
Okay, but you do need two cameras to do it for two people.
You need two cameras for four people. It's two person per camera.
Okay. All right, that makes more sense. All right, very cool. All right. Well, thank you very much for that. I'm going to go ahead and give my game bang. Has also been of the not prototypical gaming thing. I have spent actually a shit ton of time with my Move.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get two sticks or one?
I have two sticks.
Oh, awesome.
And initially, when I went out and bought the thing, I bought it. I got the second glow stick because it was just pretty. And I did, you know, and I've played they have their Move Sports. I forget what it's called. Their sports games.
I think it's Move Adventures or Move Sports.
Something like that. Anyway,
I can't remember.
So they have like the sword. There's like a sword game in there. And if you have two remotes, you got a shield and a sword. That's, you know, they move independently of each other. For the bow and arrow is the most fun, like the archery with two remotes, because you actually, what you have to hold, like your left hand up, or I'm right-handed, my left hand up, you have to reach your other remote, put it behind your back like you're grabbing an arrow, pull the trigger, touch it, basically bring the two remotes together in front of you, pull it back to draw it, and then it will read like the front and back and like where, how you have them angled, and that's how you're going to angle the shot. So it reads them both, and it's like if you're trying to shoot higher, you lower your, you know, your backhand, and you accidentally raise your front hand up, it's gonna like shoot it to look like you're shooting in the sky.
Yeah.
Very cool, very sensitive. Really got a kick out of that. But I only did it for, I don't know, I played it for maybe an hour or two, and that was pretty much it. Called it good. Then I just got done redoing the floors in my house. Had some friends come over to help me, and while some stuff was drying. They're like, hey, is that the Move? Yeah, so we pulled it out. We had the two things. We started doing the competitive crap. So much more fun. The sword game by itself, with just one remote but two guys going at it, is hilarious. And it's funny watching, like, these guys, one guy's kind of, his name's Chris, much more into games than my other friend Dave. And but watching like Dave get more and more competitive as like Chris kept kicking, like barely beating him at the sword game, was hilarious. Like, I honestly thought they were gonna actually start fighting right in my living room. It was getting really exciting. And some of the archery games they have, like they have different competitive modes. Like they'll have one, it's called like Shot Block, and what it is, let's say me and you are competing. Uh-huh. So we're shooting at our targets and shooting for score. And every so often, like randomly somewhere on the archery course, this random little like flag-looking thing pops up. And if one of us, let's say you shoot it, then a shield comes up and it blocks my target for like 7 seconds. So I can't shoot. So it gives you the advantage. So not only are we trying to like, you know, get the higher score and hit, you know, aiming at our targets, but you're trying to keep an eye out and shoot this, you know, this blocker target as well.
So did you get four dildos or did you just get the two?
I only have two dildos. I have two dildos, and I'm actually – I know that you can get like what looks like the Wiimote – or not the Wiimote, but the nunchuck type thing.
Do not call it a nunchuck.
What are they calling it?
They call it the nav.
The nav. There we go.
Yeah, I called it a nunchuck at E3 and got scolded.
Ah.
The guy's like, are you familiar with this? It's like, I've used a nunchuck before. And he's like, it's not a nunchuck.
Oh, that's funny. See, I had no idea. So, okay, the nav. I need to get me a nav. I'm waiting to get that until they do the update for, I know they're coming up with a SOCOM game for it. And they're going to, start backwards compatibility to, like, Heavy Rain, things like that. And Heavy Rain, like, I played, like, an hour and a half of it, but I didn't like having the controls the way they were doing it. It's like, it seemed to, the controls almost pulled me out of the story.
Yeah.
Because it requires so much body mesh. I spent more time staring at that, and I missed what was going on, and it really pulled me away from that in what should have been a very immersive story. And so I think with the move, I think the motion is going to be so much more natural to whatever character I'm doing. And so I'm really looking forward to that.
I played Heavy Rain with the move at E3, and it's pretty fun. I mean, some of the movements are just fucking tedious. Like, in the game, they were tedious, and with move, they will be tedious. Like, it's like, do this, and then turn your person, and then, press yourself up against the wall. Now scoot, because it's a confined space. Or, hey, be gentle when you put these plates down. Some of the shit is, it's just tedious crap.
Uh-huh.
Like, it really is. And, you know, it makes it a little more interesting because, like, how far, you said, did you get to the point where the girl had the intruder in her house?
Yes.
Like, that part is fucking intense. Like, you know, during the tedious crap, it's like, whatever. Because that one, you're like, you know, you have to, like, hold the trigger down and pull back, you know, like, throw your Wiimote back and, you know, up and down and left and right and stuff like that. So that was pretty interesting. But all the tedious crap, it's still the tedious crap.
Yeah. Well, like, setting the table is, like, sucks no matter when you're doing it. That's why
Jason.
That's why I only eat TV dinners. Yeah. Press X for Jason.
Yeah. I wonder if you still have to hit X.
I have no idea. But, you know what? That's what I'm looking for. I have to say, for the move, for anyone who bought the Wii looking for a new experience and thought, it was cool. I mean, everyone who got the Wii when it first came out thought it was cool. Very few people were like, it sucks right off the bat, honestly. I loved it when it first came out, but it got tedious and boring. And then with the amount of shovelware they put out on it, I'm pretty much burned out on it. Very few games do I go back and play on the Wii. This thing, I think it's a pretty worthwhile investment.
It is.
I really do think so. Simply because they are starting to like the Heavy Rain compatibility, stuff like that. It's really right now with the sports it has, it's a really, really advanced Wii.
It is what the Wii wished it was in the beginning. Because originally, when you would do the Wii stuff, with the exception of a few things, you had to do a set waggle to get it to do things. Like, they'll have like fighting games with the Wiimote. It's like you have to, you know, do a certain set of waggles and, you know, button touches at the same time to get it to do stuff. But this one, it's like, no, it's like, this is point on. It's like, if you're you want your person to do something, you just get them to do it.
And it's really nice. So I haven't done any of the extra games with it, like the iPad and stuff, simply because I don't see the point in getting the iPad when I'm going to go turn around and get Kinectimals as soon as I get the Kinect. But I really do think that this is going to be, I am looking forward to the SOCOM game. I think that is going to be a blast because the accuracy on it is so tight. I really just think it's going to be a phenomenal piece of machinery all the way around. So
yeah, I would rent it and give it a shot before you do, because I played Time Crisis and that game was hard as hell to navigate with, like with the, you know, because you have your nav in one hand and the stick and ball in the other, and it was just really hard because, like, you know, you have to point to the right, you know, if you want your guy to turn right. And sometimes, you know, he would go a little far and stuff like that. I would wait to see what the integration is on launch before you do that, because sometimes that it gets a little tough. I mean, I haven't tried the mag update yet with Move, which I keep intending on doing. And for some reason, I just don't. But, Lano played it at E3 and he seemed to like it. Like he said, he was running around just ripping people up in the SOCOM demo that they had there.
Yeah. So, okay, well, so that's pretty much it for all of our, exercise, essentially. And
we're sore.
I know. Oh, God. Shouldn't have eaten all that lasagna. So going to be sick.
Oh, dude, wait till you get Kinect, man. Like, you start doing the Kinect stuff, dude, you're going to be sore. Like your back, your arms. Because like I said, it's like aerobics.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to lie. When I did the dance central at PAX, I told them, like, look, because there was a couple people around and I didn't want to look like a real tool. And I know I'm a chunky monkey. So I went to the lady. I'm like, look, she's like, is anyone going to do it? And she's asking around and I'm like, okay, I'll do it. Sure. So I got there. I'm like, look, I'm fat. I'm tired. I'm old and I'm white. Please give me the easiest song. So she went to the easiest song, which was Poker Face by Lady Gaga.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, what setting? I'm like, easy. So I was like, I had it on the easiest settings you can have. And when I got done, there was a couple beads of sweat coming off the side of my brow. And it was just, I mean, I wasn't like really like doing anything super hard, but it was enough to make me go like, okay. Before me, there was some like 45-year-old black dude who was doing like something. He was either doing to like Billie Jean or Smooth Criminal, one of those Michael Jackson, like one of those good Michael Jackson songs.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, he was on the ground and hopping up and down and like doing just crazy dips and stuff. And I was like, and he was sweating like a bastard. And when he got done, like no one clapped for him. No one even paid attention. I mean, me and Fish were like, fucking awesome. Fantastic. But like no one else like gave him any kudos. But I'm like, that had to have been a workout. So yeah,
it is.
I'm so excited for that. Like, if I'm ever down in Houston, I'm crashing your pad just to dance in your living room.
Sweet. Well, you know, Manny's supposed to come. If you don't have Connect by then, I might bring it on up to D-Town or Mansfield.
There you go.
The field of men.
In fact, yeah, I'm super excited. Hick, we're planning, like, the talking ship is all going to try and just ravage PAX. Now, hopefully, I'm hoping we can get enough traffic going where I can actually go to E3. Because I really, really want to go to E3. I cover it. I don't give a crap. I just want to go to E3. So hopefully we can generate enough traffic to do that. But if not, we are all definitely going to PAX. So, yeah, I'm super excited to have him. He's coming all the way from Australia just to fucking hang out with us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, give that guy credit for thinking how awesome we are.
And then he's taking, like, the tour of the States. I think he's going to go see, like, the world's largest frying pan and the world's largest ball of twine.
You know what? You got to admit, would you take a picture of the world's largest ball of twine?
I don't know if I would, because that would mean I went way the hell out of my way to go to some podunk town in, like, Alabama to see this thing.
I totally would. I totally would. And then I would order, like, I'd be eating string cheese. It would be awesome. I know I would. So, anyway, okay, we're going to get off of this bullshit and go into what would usually be our next, segment? Is that what we call them?
You're not good at this, are you?
I'm horrible at this. Like, seriously, I am like you have no idea. Like, my heart is like just race beating out of my chest right now. I am so nervous. Usually I'm just, like, sitting back, I'm drinking, I'm relaxed. I'm like, yeah, whatever, fucking Fish will Fish will carry us. And I just like throw out like swear words and like racism and homophobia and like nurse jokes and whatever else I feel like throwing out. And
nice.
He just like, he makes it all like go real smooth. Me? I'm, like, panicking here. I don't know how to, like, do transfers or go from one segment to the next. None of this. It's so bad.
That's called segueing.
Yeah. Oh, horrible segue. So,
well, here. Breathe. Now take a sip of your drink.
Okay.
All right. Now.
All right.
Fucking do this.
All right. So that was the game bang. We're going to go ahead and move on into the care package.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, so this is the care package. This is where I usually come in and talk about the latest and greatest. Couple of games have come out this week that I really wanted to get my hands on. Unfortunately, I was only going to be able to get my hands on one of them, and that is Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. The other one was the game that me and Fish have been very anxious to play, and that's been NBA Jam. Did you play NBA Jam on the Wii in that little booth at PAX?
I did not, because I do not have a Wii, and therefore I refuse to play any game that's exclusively on the Wii.
Fair enough. Yeah, we played it. We loved it. We had a blast playing it. But some of the things we realized was one of the reasons we had so much fun is we had four players with each with a Wiimote and nunchuck all playing, and it had like the Wii sensor on it. So you were looking at $600 worth of gear right there.
Yeah, spend the money.
Four people in the room, all having a great time. We were talking shit. We were, oh, and alley-oops and all kinds of stuff. And we had a hype man there who was just like, talking shit to us and really like amping up the experience. And it was one of the most funs I had gaming at PAX. But we realized is they don't. They're not going. They weren't going to have online support. So it's like you, like if you went ahead and got a Wii, we couldn't play.
What?
Yeah, it's like it's NBA Jam. Why would you not play this online? If you can do Mario Kart, you should be able to do this.
I don't know. My biggest question is why would you limit it to the Wii?
Well, that was that... the initial thing was it was limited to the Wii, and then they had that that NBA Live 2010 or 2011, whatever it was,
yeah,
coming out, and that game went to shit. And this was going to be like on that disc. So it was kind of like a bumper game you'd got. Instead, that game had so many problems that they we've just been talking about this. They scrapped this, and they said, okay, well, NBA Jam, a lot of people were hyped just for that. So they went ahead and they put it on the disc, and it was just released on Tuesday. So, yeah, so it's on all three. It was released for the Wii, I think, a month ago.
Uh-huh.
But because it was lacking all – I mean, it didn't have – the biggest thing was it didn't have online play. We were even going to talk using our we could have done Skype or whatever. But yeah, we were going to talk using our Xboxes and play the Wii. Like, that's how we were going to get around that. But, you know, without being able to play someone online and only being able to play co-op, you know, or cooperative or, you know, competitively in your own house, fuck that. So, long story short, and really, really long story, not really that short. It was just released this week. I wanted to get my hands on it. Everywhere I went, it was either gone or they never ordered it in the first place. I'm not going to buy it until I get some hands on with it because I want to make sure it's worth a $60 investment.
$60 for just the NBA Jam that they were going to include on that crappy NBA Live game?
Well, what they were going to do with the NBA Live game was it wasn't going to be the full game. It wasn't going to be everything that we had. Each team, you have like your two members. You play with two members from each team.
Yeah.
But I think they were only going to give you just top two people from each team. Where when you play in the game, you can pause it and sub guys out, and you have a list of like six guys.
Yeah.
So like the top six. So like you're not stuck with just like for the Lakers, you're not stuck with like, you know, Odom and Kobe. You know, you can go down the bench. You can pick up Artest or whoever else you got.
Yeah.
There was some other stuff. I think like they put in the codes for like Big Head mode and Superstar mode. You know, adding all these other players. You know, the hidden players from the old stuff.
Yeah.
None of that was going to be in there. They've added that in. They souped up the graphics, obviously. Now that's what we've heard. Now, so it's as far as I know, it's $60. It may be less than that. I haven't even seen a Walmart yet. But I always want to make sure it's worth my investment. So in a game like this, like Call of Duty, I was at the midnight launch.
So was I.
Yeah, there are certain games that I just like. You know, I know like Red Dead was coming out. I knew I wanted it. You know, there are certain games that are just that. Mass Effect 3. I will be in line jerking off, you know, until I can, you know, get in there and get my hands on a copy.
I knew you were standing behind me when I was waiting in line for Call of Duty.
And you're just like, what is that noise?
I'm masturbating.
Yeah, it was dirty. So so there's certain games, but for the most part, I tend to rent because I get just about the new thing of everything I rented. And if it's worth it, I will go and buy it. Or I'm like, okay, this is worth $35 or $40, and I wait till it comes down to that price, and then I buy it. So that's where this one falls right now. So I haven't got my hands on it yet, people. I'm really looking forward to it. If anyone has, please get in our forums or on the Sarcastic Gamer forum somewhere. Generate a thread. Let me know what you think because I am really, really interested in this game. The game I have been playing, and I think you said you'd played the multiplayer of this at PAX, is the Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
I played it a little bit at PAX. I don't know. I'm just done with Assassin's Creed. I mean, they put out a game last year, and then they put out a game this year. And I was just kind of, because I mean, the combat system in the first two just really turned me off. And then the fact that I could just randomly jump off of a wall and, you know, fall 1,000 feet to my death, even though that's not what I told it to do. I'm just done. You know, it's kind of like Fable 3. You know, I played Fable 1, I played part of Fable 2, and I was like, you know, I'm just not even messing with Fable 3.
Okay, that's fair enough. I went ahead and picked it up because I loved the multiplayer. I thought the multiplayer was fairly ingenious, and I haven't put too much time into it today. I just went and rented it like 3-4 hours ago. I put about an hour and a half into it because my wife wanted to put up the Christmas tree. I know it, that we haven't even hit Thanksgiving, but
it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas to your house.
Yeah, we put up the Christmas tree and stuff, so that took a lot of time.
You know what? I think you don't really want to admit that the Christmas tree's been up since last year.
I know. It's just like, we just got to – I had to just dust it off. So, I've played the single player. The story picks up, like in the first one you played, who was it? Altair.
Uh-huh.
And the second one you played Ezio Auditore. And yes, this one picks up with Ezio again. Now, I have Assassin's Creed 2. I'm only about halfway through it, but I got it like a deal on it, so I got it on the PS3. Now, this game picks up. Now, in that one, there was like an economy. You end up with this property, and you can like invest in stores and upgrading it, and it makes you more money. It's like a town that you own. In this game, right off the bat, you're in this town. He's got a buttload of money. He's got a buttload of stuff like this, and I don't know if your game from the, like, if you complete two on the Xbox or the PS3, then you play Brotherhood. I don't know if that ports over or not. But I know at the beginning of this game, I'm wearing the ultimate armor, you know, his ultimate like outfit. The town's doing really well, so everything's flourishing. Story picks up. It's like pretty much immediately right afterwards, which is really confusing to me because I never finished the second one. I haven't finished the second one yet. So I'm a little like, okay, I'm kind of getting what's going on.
So there was a happy ending at the end of part two.
And yeah, I can't say that for sure. It looks like it left it on a monster cliffhanger that if I'd have got to that without having three, I'd have been really fucking pissed. Because from what I'm seeing, I'm hoping there was something, because it looks like a monster, one of these monster to be continued. And yeah, it would have really, really pissed me off. That would have been like in Mass Effect 1. Like getting there and like Sovereign's attacking the Citadel, and you show up to fight Sovereign, and everyone's all like Persian ready to go, and then it cuts off there, and then that game picks up fighting Sovereign.
What are you talking about? They had the cliffhanger at the end anyway. It was like, we've got to go out there. The Geth are still out there, and so are the other Reapers.
But that was not near as bad. I mean, you got the final, like the big threat from the whole game you dealt with, you know, and now there's just more of them. That's a teaser. That's not a cliffhanger.
Whatever.
All right,
I was ready for Mass Effect 2 as soon as I finished Mass Effect 1 both times.
God, yes. I know. I cannot wait for Mass Effect 3. Anyway, sorry. Back to Assassin's Creed. So far, the gameplay is all the same. There's nothing seems to be new or all that intriguing or all that interesting with it. I enjoy the Assassin's Creed games. It's one of those games that if I want to, I will just, every so often, I just feel the urge to sit in there and play them, and I'll put a couple, 2-3 hours into them and feel like I accomplished a little bit of something. You know, I slaughtered a few innocents. You know, I pulled a couple guys, threw a couple guys off a rooftop, and I feel good about myself.
Nice.
And in this game, the biggest difference with Brotherhood and the biggest thing they were really, really pumping out at PAX was the multiplayer. The multiplayer, I haven't spent any time with yet tonight, which is the one thing I really wanted to talk about on the show. So it's probably what I'll talk about next week. But it's basically like a monster game of rock, paper, scissors, except it's, you know, it's with eight people. So like, I don't know if you remember, but it'd be like if I was supposed to kill you, you were supposed to kill fish was supposed to kill mutton chop's supposed to kill me. And so like there's this huge, like, you know, every time someone makes a kill or makes an escape, it's always changing. It's always moving. You're in a world populated by doppelgangers of yourself. So if you're just walking smooth and quiet, like, you know, you're not making a scene, not running or sprinting or climbing buildings, you blend in. And the only person that can see you, that has any idea of your location, is the person trying to hunt you. So it makes it a lot smoother. So you can sneak up on your target and just slaughter them and get massive points because they had no idea you were coming. It really was. It was a lot of fun. We played it with, it was me and Fish and Undead and, Aladouche from, both Undead and, you know, Aladouche from you. Actually, I guess they worked with both sides, technically. Yeah. Anyway.
Turncoats.
lot of fun. So, I will be playing that more. So far, if you like the Assassin's Creed games, you'll like this, the single player so far. Although one thing they're doing is Machiavelli. He's an assassin. He's like one of the assassin leadership. And he's so far showing himself to be kind of a pompous ass and really cutthroat and really, and if in reality Machiavelli was nothing like that, like he's the one we get the saying, the end justifies the means. Uh-huh. And he's known for this work he wrote called The Prince, where he basically – it's a how-to guide on how to dominate your people using cruelty and violence. But he was essentially using – it was basically trolling and using it for sarcasm, mm-hmm. because the people that he wrote it towards – anyway, long story short, they're completely acting him out as what he's quote-unquote known as instead of what he actually was. And I think that's kind of horseshit. But that's just me taking, you know, nitty-gritty with a video game.
Does the single player still use that crappy Spanglish is Spanish and English, would it be?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it
no,
does.
It's like bene, Francesco De Pazzi, come here, my friend, come here.
Yes, it does.
Excuse me, you know, and it's that really bugged me about the second one, and I'm like, really? You know, just either go all English or go all Italian and give us subtitles. There's no reason to, you know, do half and half. Or, you know, just be ballsy and go, you know, Paths of Glory and have people that speak nothing but English with American accents walking around, you know, Italy.
Yeah, I find it to be very funny. Although, you know, what I really don't care. I don't pay attention to it all that much. That's like the with Heavy Rain, you got all the – they're all from Philadelphia that they speak with these huge French – all the kids speak with these like adorable French accents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's – yeah. I honestly, it's one of those things like I don't notice it unless someone points it out to me, but then I can't not pay attention to it. So thank you for fucking that game up for me for the next 3 days.
I'm glad I could help.
All right. So again, if you like the Assassin's Creed, the first two – go ahead. You will like this one. And the multiplayer is quite inventive and very fun. I think most people will get a real kick out of that. If you're like Dave and you're just kind of burnt out on them, stay away. It's not going to be worth your money. So, Dave, don't play it.
I'm going to go eat a Burger King burger. A Junior Whopper or something. Some French fries. That's what I'm going to do.
All right. So, there we go. So, that's the end of Care Package. The next thing I have is doesn't have a bumper for it. So, bumper, 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 bumper. There's your bumper.
That was a terrible segue.
That's all I got. Anyway, I do want to talk about the other game that I've been playing. I haven't had near as much time with it as I've wanted, and I know you've been playing a fuck ton of it, is the new Call of Duty, Black Ops.
Woo!
What do you think?
I like it. I love the multiplayer. It's a nice refresh because I got so burnt out on Modern Warfare 2. You know, the same maps, and then they kept having the glitching issues, and then the overpriced DLC. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. Like, I haven't noticed a lot of glitching in the multiplayer. Like, I think I've had, like, one occasion where someone was doing the care package glitch that was, some reason, unfixable from the, you know, the last Modern Warfare, or I mean, the last Call of Duty release.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, in the single player, the story is starting to get more interesting, but the AI can... teammates are fucking worthless. I can't tell you how many times I've seen them go past somebody and I think, okay, well, it's clear. And then boom, I get shot in the back. Or they'll just let somebody run past them to me. And it's like, dude, you're 10 feet in front of me. Shoot that fucker.
That's pretty bad. Is that now what are you playing it on?
The one just above normal, whatever. Okay. Is it hardened or veteran? I forget.
Hardened, I think.
Yeah, I'm playing it on hardened.
Okay. Yeah, because usually when I'm playing single player games like that, or in the single player modes, I just go through it on normal because I want to know the story, and then I just want to get into the multiplayer. So,
gotcha. How far are you?
I'm escaped from the prison, so I'm fairly early into the game.
Damn, you're way back there.
Yeah, yeah. I've been completely redoing two floors of my house. Like I have redone, ripped up tile and like done all kinds of crap, and I've probably done that on. Shit, 800 square feet of my house. So it's been a big job. So a lot of time's been going there.
That's no excuse.
I know. I'm a big baby.
All I gotta say is, to me, it started out kind of, you know, bleh, whatever, and then the story starts to get a lot better. Like it does. Like there's this one part. I'm not gonna tell you what you're doing, but it gets pretty badass because they start talking about, you know, they like Vietnam radio, you know. Armed Forces Radio, and they start playing Sympathy for the Devil.
Oh,
it's like, let's
nice.
Do this. Like, I was like, fuck yeah, Sympathy for the Devil. Where is this shit throughout the game? Because I was kind of hoping they'd go the Battlefield Vietnam route and, you know, just have fucking, you know, that music all over the place. But they don't really.
Okay, that's a shame. So, a couple specifics about the multiplayer I just want to get your opinion on. The upgrades, the whole idea of purchasing your upgrades. And for those of you who don't know, and if you don't, really, why are you listening to this podcast in the first place? But what it is in the original Modern Warfare, they're the ones who kind of created the leveling system, where as you earn experience, you level up, and as you level up, you unlock new weapons, new abilities, things like that. Then in Modern Warfare 2, they unlocked not only do you level up and you unlock abilities, but if you use those abilities enough, they themselves get upgraded. So mm-hmm. that was kind of a cool little move. In this one, you not only gain experience, but you gain money. You gain credits. And so as you level up, certain weapons and perks and things like that start to get unlocked. But you have to spend that money to buy that perk or to buy that weapon. And it's really it's not a matter of, okay, I've hit this level and I just unlocked, you know, these two. I hit like these three levels. I've unlocked two achievements, three perks, and six weapons. You know, instead, it's a okay. I've hit. You know, I've unlocked the ability to buy all of this, but I can afford one ability and one achievement, and I can't afford any weapons now. You know. So, what do you think of that? Do you think it's an upgrade, or do you think it's a downgrade in the way they're doing the system?
Well, I actually like it. I love it. I really hated the fact that, you know, like in Modern Warfare 2, if I wanted to get the, you know, the infra or the night vision or the infrared scope mm-hmm. on my sniper rifle or something, like I had to go through using my ACOG in my sniper rifle, which pretty much sucks on a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
ACOGs are terrible. There's no zoom or anything. Basically, you had to run up to people and hope you killed them. And so I really like that fact. And then you shouldn't really worry about the perks or anything, because there are very few perks in this.
Yeah.
Like, most of your money will be spent on buying guns and buying certain attachments, but you won't want all of the attachments, you know? You won't want a sniper scope for, you know, your Python pistol. I mean, you know, some of the stuff's just worthless. And then it's also cool is the fact that, like, with the pistols, because the pistols are your only secondary weapon, with the exception of, like, rocket launchers, if you can afford it, you can go dual right off the bat. You're like, you know, I want dual 1911s. Boom, there they are.
Yeah.
You got it. And they took away the I like the fact that they took away the backup weapons being, you know, submachine guns and shotguns.
Yeah.
Like, those are now primary weapons. So if you're out of bullets, you know, you're going to pistol. And the pistols don't suck, but, you know, you're at a severe disadvantage.
Agreed. Okay, and have you tried any of the other game modes, like the one shot, one kill and things like that?
I haven't, but I hear it's a lot like 007 mode on the old GoldenEye.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah, I haven't played it either, but I've heard. I wanted to get the opinion of someone who, you know, actually has been in there. I've heard it's a lot of fun. Okay, one thing I noticed, a lot of people have noticed, want to get your thoughts on it. The graphics, especially in the multiplayer, don't seem to be as crisp and as clear as they were in Modern Warfare 2. However, the game seems to run smoother. Like, I'm able, like, I remember, like, there'd be times when I'd be running and I'd like, try and go through a doorway and I'd just get jammed up in there sometimes when I was playing Modern Warfare 2. Uh-huh. I'd get tripped up on a small little lip on a ledge or something. Just stupid stuff would happen like that. I haven't run into that at all in the multiplayer here. Have you seen any of the same, or do I just need glasses?
Oh, no, you're actually correct. Like, it's not as good looking as Modern Warfare 2 was. Of course, it's not the same engine that Modern Warfare 2 was on. So, you know, you take the graphics hit, but it gets a hell of a lot smoother. And to tell you the truth, I love the maps on Black Ops more than I love the maps on Modern Warfare 2.
I mean,
they're really good maps.
Have you run into camping yet? Like serious camping?
Define serious camping.
Well, like, there were maps on Modern Warfare 2 where if you had... You could be playing, you know, Ground War, and if you had two or three guys who knew what they were doing, you could hold an area and just pick people off all day long. You know, you'd have one guy waiting with shotguns, you know, and someone come running the door. You had guys, you know, it was ridiculous how camping, there was just certain spots that you just were camp heavy. For one instance, I don't remember which, I never remember any of the names of the maps, but it's the one dusty one that had, like, that sniper hill. On the in the back corner, up by the, it's like you'd go up the side, you know, you were up the side and up I sound like a tard. Whatever.
You're going to have to describe that a little better.
Okay. Anyway, there were areas where snipers could crisscross and just cut people down all across one side of the map. And it used to be a real pain in the ass. It had like a whole little gangway, galleyway. And so what people would do is they would send one guy back in the back sniping, and they'd have two or three guys, or another couple of guys back there with like assault rifles. So when anyone came to get the sniper, you know, they would take that guy out. And it was
I know the one you're talking about. It was in the city. And it was like sort of like downtown, like there were wrecked Humvees and stuff all over the place.
No, I'm talking about the one that had the big, it had like the big radio tower or antenna dish right in the middle of it. And it had warehouses. It had warehouses on the side that you could go all the way up on the top.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about now?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, now does my description make sense that I was first trying to describe?
It does. Okay. In this one, there's not a whole lot of like just, hey, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to camp and nobody's going to get me. Because most of the maps are not flat. Like, there's not a lot of flat area for a sniper to sit in. I mean, yeah, you know, if you're good enough, yeah, you can snipe. But, I mean, if you're in a building, there's a high chance that somebody's going to come get you.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be like, hey, there's a sniper over there. Or they're just going to see you and pick you off with an assault rifle or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's one thing that I've – the lack of camping I have found refreshing. I mean, every so often you get that one dude who's just waiting by a door with a shotgun. That's going to happen, you know, but yeah. It's not like he's invulnerable in that position.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, the closest I've seen to somebody just camping repeatedly is on the map with the rocket on it.
Yep.
You know how there's those two stairwells on either side of going when you go under the rocket?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll see people sit up there on the, you know, on the stairs and lay down, go prone and snipe. But, I mean, it's not like you can't see them. I mean, they might see you first and pick you off, but once you know where they are, it's pretty
much
they're
over. Done. They're done. So, okay. So, Call of Duty, if you don't have it, you should buy it. It's
and given their sales numbers, you bought it.
Yeah, yeah. They're doing great. So, only other thing I want to talk about is the Bad Movie Drinky Drinky last week. You did attend it, yes?
I did, of course. I have an alcohol problem. Yeah.
How did it go?
Not really many people showed up, so Fish was like, hey, you just want to go play Black Ops? And it's like, hey, yeah. And after, like, we backed out to pick somebody up or switch game modes or something, and we just could not get back in. Like, we tried for 10 minutes. And reminds me, that's one of the things I hate about Black Ops, is sometimes you can sit there and not get into a match at all, like your party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it'll just keep disbanding your party. And it's like, what the fuck? I just want to play! And it'll do that. So after like 10 or 15 minutes of that, like literally we tried everything. We tried, you know, different hosts of the party and everything. And it's like, Fish is like, you just want to go watch a movie? Yeah, sure.
Fuck it.
So we watched Skeleton Man with Starship Troopers Casper Van Dien.
Oh, classic. Classic. Classically trained actor. A thespian at the best, at the height of his powers.
God, yes. And Skeleton Man was probably the biggest piece of shit I've ever seen in my life. Like, they don't actually explain why this skeleton creature is running around killing people. It just is.
Fair enough.
And then, you know, there's this... And, you know, they kill, for some reason at the beginning, like, two army guys. So they send in a search party to find these guys. And the search party guys are dressed like... You know, like, they're, like, supposed to be Delta. Like, there's two of them that are Delta. One of them's, like, is a sniper instructor. One of them's an underwater demolition expert. They're in the fucking woods.
Yeah.
There's
just
no need for an underwater demolition.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's like a couple other people with them, and it just didn't make any sense, because then, you know, they see them shooting it and mostly missing, but it's like, they just keep shooting it. They keep thinking they can kill it. They call in chopper support, which was just like a civilian chopper with little fake rockets mounted to the bottom of it, and
nice.
A dude shooting out the side. And the thing took it all down with a fucking bow and arrow. It was like it got the guy that was shooting at it, and then it just hit the tail with an arrow, and all of a sudden, boom, the chopper goes down.
It's really? It hit the... I was thinking, you get the guy who at the side, and he does the fallback, shoot the pilot move.
Oh, no. Not even that classy.
Oh, that's a shame. That is a shame.
Oh, yes. And then Casper Van Dien just kind of died. Like, it's just... Like, it has just, like, this random thing. Like, he steals a guy's truck to go chase this thing down, like, on the highway. And then all of a sudden, he, like, slams on the brakes, and all of a sudden, the tanker on this fuel truck that he's driving falls off. And then it just explodes randomly, and he's just driving away. And then he falls out of the truck, and it kills him. And it's like, was that trip really necessary?
That was unfortunate. That's when they're like, okay, you know, his his $800 just ran out.
Yeah. It was one of those, like, it was just full of, like, stock footage explosions.
Uh-huh.
And they never really explain why this thing is running around killing people. And then the way they kill it is just stupid. It, at the end, they just, like, lock it in this power thing, and then this power, I don't know if it's a power plant or just some sort of like power station. Mm-hmm. And then they turn on the juice and somehow it dies. It's like, really? It didn't die when you were shooting it with a shotgun or a machine gun or anything like that.
Nice.
It was so bad. Like, I don't even think we got drunk. Like, we just literally almost fell asleep watching this stupid movie. Like, it was so bad you couldn't make fun of it.
That's sad. You know what we need to do? We need to do a good movie drinky.
Fuck yes.
All right.
A couple weeks ago when, again, it was just Fish and I. Apparently, we have drinking problems. The rest of you guys are all sober.
Okay, to be fair, I made my best effort to get there this last week, and I had a deal at work where, let's just say, one of the clients I work with made a decision with his penis that put him in jeopardy and into great medical harm, and it was a huge, monstrous mess that I usually get off work at 10. I did not get back to my room till almost 3 in the morning.
You gave him the cancer AIDS, didn't you?
That's what it was. It was the cancer AIDS. He got bit by the cancer AIDS monkey.
Yeah. But speaking of good movie drink, I don't even know if you want to call these good movies, but Fish and I were watching Survival of the Dead a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. which is fucking terrible. That movie made no fucking sense. Some guy just randomly stands up in a crowd and decides, hey, we're not going to kill zombies anymore. We need to let them live. They're just sick. And then for some reason, he gets somehow his posse is bigger than the other posse, and he gains control.
Wow.
And it was stupid. And they were Irish people in Delaware, but some reason it looked like Texas. and they're all wearing, like, cowboy gear and fisherman gear, and it was it was a bad time. But we were sitting there, and Nerves goes, we were like, hey, let's watch another movie. We ended up watching Mega Piranha, which was epically bad, but, you know, still fun. And he's like, you know, we need to do a Stallone double feature. We need to do Cobra and Over the Top.
That would be awesome.
That's epic right there. That needs to happen.
I vote. At the very least, I think we should go. Let's just put it down. What do you say? Let's do Over the Top this week.
No, he wants to do a double feature. Oh, boom.
I know he does, but let's put down Over the Top, because what that will do is that'll get him to show up, and then we'll go ahead and do Cobra as well.
Do it the... I think we'll have to wait a couple weeks, because Blue Collar already called this weekend. He said it needs to be Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay, fair enough, yeah.
Killer holidays turkeys.
Yeah, I can get behind that. So, all right, well, anyway, that is pretty much the end of our show. Again, I want to say thank you so much, Dave, for coming and bailing me out. I'm going to throw some bumpers on this and send this to Jitterbug and hope to God he knows how to put this up on iTunes. And
he's on the codeine, you know.
Who's on the codeine?
Jitterbug.
Is he really?
Well, he's sick.
I see. I don't know. See, I haven't even been able to listen to the last show yet.
I was Twittering with him the other day because he said he was at the doctor's office because he was sick. And I think today I saw him do a tweet about being on the codeine.
Oh, dear. Well,
you know, then, the lean.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll send it to DJ, too, then. He's our techno wizard, and hopefully he can fix this shit. Who knows? If not, oh, well.
I don't think anybody can fix this show.
I know. I'm hosed. So those of you who went ahead and stayed through this whole thing, Fish will hopefully be back next week. I don't even know where he is. Hopefully he's safe and those allegations were false. In the meantime, again, Dave, thank you so much. Thank you for staying.
No problem.
Thanks for showing up. Get the fuck out.